Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 216. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Holograms. That song is called ABC City, and you can find that on the band's self-titled debut, which came out July 10th on Captured Tracks Records. And the band is a trio out of Stockholm, Sweden, who created a lot of internet buzz, quickly got signed, and then got very favorable reviews on their album. Not so much that song, but most of the album sounds like late 70s, early 80s Cure, post-punk, with a little bit of goth edge thrown in there. And I'm a big fan of that record. Check that one out online, see if it's something that excites you as well. I've got lots of music for you this week, so let's jump into something else here. This is a track by the Gaslight Anthem. This song is called Old White Lincoln.
Turn and move and gasping for air. Like my glass house couldn't be smashed. I'm spinning, spinning, neck as wide as a lion. I was lucky that I never cracked. But look, I've never really been no angel. I see a lot of myself in you. This little town could be a lot like prison. An angry young man, angry young man. Always got something to prove. Yeah, we always got something to prove. Come on, kid, come on. It's one foot and then the other. Everybody needs a hand sometimes. Everybody needs a brother. Well, come on, kid, come on. I'm reaching out to you. Get out of bed, kid, face the world. And show us what you can do. I know you ended up with bills to pay. I know she promised you that she would stay. I know they told you he died for your sins, and he's the only way. I know it caught you by surprise. I got a call that you almost died. Well, second chances are a crime to waste. So don't let time decide. No, don't let time decide. Hey, come on, kid, come on. It's one foot and then the other. Everybody needs a hand sometimes. Everybody needs a brother. Come on, kid, come on. I'm reaching out to you. Get out of bed, kid, face the world. Show us what you can do.
Come on.
All right, we ended that last set there with Dave Haas with the song Come On Kid. That is on his album Resolutions, which came out 2011 on Paper and Plastic Records. He is based out of Philadelphia, where he fronts the Loved Ones punk rock band. But this album is a solo effort, and somebody who I really wasn't acquainted with until I saw him opening up for the Gaslight Anthem about 5 or so weeks ago. While his live show was just him and a guitar ringing noisily. And this is a little too polished for me. It sounds like that track could have been on One Tree Hill or something like that. Before that was the Gaslight Anthem with the song Old White Lincoln. That's on the band's 2008 album, The 59 Sound, which came out on Side One Dummy. The band, of course, based out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. And that's pretty much how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. In the case of that first track by Dave Haas, well, you know, I experimented. I liked him live, not so much recorded. And with the case of Gaslight Anthem, well, the last album I liked pretty well, but not as well as the album before that. So I went back and got the album before that one and to see what I liked about that one. So I think, hopefully, as I said, good choices, good music, but either way, we're set together, right? Coming up next, I have a track by an LA band. This band is called So Many Wizards.
Thank you.
was Sophia Madeline with the song Oil and Gold. That's on her album The Rhythm You Started, which was originally released back December of 2010, though I think that's just been re-released. At least promo people are now bugging me about it. She's based out of Brooklyn, New York, and has put together a very kind of mainstream pop sound there that doesn't do a whole lot for me, though I do like a ukulele, so, you know, points for that. Before that, we heard from the Olivia Trimmer Control with the song Jumping Fences. That's from the band's, I guess, most critically acclaimed album, music from the unreleased film Dusk at the Cubist Castle. That came out in 1996 on Fly Daddy Records. That is played in tribute to Bill Doss, the band's founder, who passed away a week or two ago. Who knows when you're listening to this. Not sure exactly why. No information released yet, but I saw the band one time only, 1999, at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, Kansas, with the music tapes opening. And I was never that big of a fan of the band. Other bands in the Elephant Six Collective, I think I dug more. But after I heard of his passing, I figured I owed it to myself to dig out the band's album and listen and hear what it was all about, remind myself what the band had to offer. And of course, it is those beautiful harmonies there, right? We started this set off with So Many Wizards from L.A. That song is called Lose Your Mind, and that's on the band's album Warm Nothing, which will come out August 14th on Jack's Art Recordings. Definitely modern indie rock there, and probably something that you'll enjoy if you want to pop over to your favorite music preview site and take a listen to that. I see we're about out of time, so let's get some business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 216. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter, where you can find me at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar here for the area, shows coming up next week. We've got Sharon Van Etten at the Riot Room on the 20th, Parallels at Record Bar on the 21st, Shiner Reunion the 24th at the Granada, and then crazy folk metal coming to Granada on the 3rd. Korpiklaani, I believe, is the band's name. Frank Turner the 17th at the Granada, the 19th, the Swans at the Beaumont, 26th, Mono at the Riot Room, 27th, Nick Lowe at Knuckleheads, 28th, Guided Boy Voices at the Granada, and I'm sure there'll be other things in between that you'll find me at and I'll find you at, and we'll wave to each other. Let's see, we're going to end things off here on another kind of dedication note. I'm going to play a track by Rodan. The song is called Bible Silver Corner, and it's on the band's soul album Rusty, which came out 1994 on Quarterstick Records. Again, we lost another one in the last couple of weeks, Jason Noble, the guitar player from Rodan and many other bands in Louisville and beyond. Passed. I believe he had a fight with cancer that he eventually lost. So I realized I did not own that first or that Rodan album, and I'm not sure exactly how that happened, because back in the late 80s and early 90s, anything that came out of Louisville, I had being from Indianapolis, Louisville was the town with the good scene, and I just had to drive the 2.5 hours to see shows constantly. So not sure how I didn't have that in my collection, but iTunes took care of it, and now I can bask in the joy of it again. So best wishes to the family of Jason Noble. Thank you for listening, everyone. And we're going to end things off with Rodan. This song is Bible Silver Corner.